The story of the Indiana-Mexican collection, the famous pieces presumably brought back by Cortés after the conquest of Mexico, starts in the 19th century when a new ethnographic museum in Vienna was established and the first director went around looking in other museums for possible collections to be incorporated into this new ethnographic museum. There he found in one of the old art collections of Vienna an interesting piece of featherwork, which he recognized as being Mexican. There was an old catalog, a 16th century catalog of this art collection, which listed this piece of featherwork as a Moorish hat. Now, he recognized that this was not Moorish, but Mexican, and in order to find out more about it, he looked around in the same case, and next to this feather headdress was a Brazilian anchor axe. The label on it said that this had been a gift from Moctezuma to Cortés and from Cortés to the Pope and from the Pope to the Medicis and so had come down to the Habsburgs finally in the 16th century. This first director recognized that this anchor axe was not Mexican, but he took the presumed association of this piece with Moctezuma to the clue that the Moorish hat, which he recognized as Mexican, should actually be Moctezuma's headdress. And it seemed logical, because Spain was under the Habsburgs at the time of the conquest of Mexico, and Austria was under the Habsburgs, so this must have been the reason why these things had come from Spain to Austria.